Didn't want you to catch me. So welcome to another episode of Keeping It Nerdy's podcast. This is Kitten Lestrange. I'm here with the Frankenstein to my Igor, August. Mm-hmm. You can talk to the mic. It's okay.
I like the closeness it is to my face, too.
It's pretty close. We also have with us in the studio today one of our favorite photographers, Rob Craze Courtney, who's munching away right now. So I guess we're going to start this one off a little different, since obviously we don't need to introduce... I guess we could introduce you again, but I don't think we need to introduce you again.
I can talk more about my lab stuff I've been doing last week.
More spooging amoebas?
No, this time we were doing stuff with yeast and basically making beer. And I made the joke to my teacher that I needed to put a lab in my garage to do this. And he goes, "What happened to your van? I thought you were making meth."
Oh.
So, yeah, my teacher's really nice.
Beer and meth.
Yes.
Got it. Got it.
One day.
Breaking Bad.
Oh, yeah.
So, we're going to start. We did put a call out to ask for our fans for questions, things that they wanted to talk to us about or random things they wanted us to answer, and they weren't too random for the most part, I think. So we'll start off this time with some fan questions. So we'll ask you, so what would your top three superpowers be? So if you could rank any of the superpowers, like what would be your top three? So you can't count stuff like Iron Man and Batman because that's tech. That's not a superpower.
Yeah, but what if I was super rich?
That's not a superpower.
Yeah, but I put super in front of it.
I don't think that counts.
It's like putting a cape on when I'm super mad. I know, four people on my Snapchat, I sent out a picture of me wearing a mask and I went, "I'm super bored, get it?"
Oh my goodness, yeah. You and your puns. Nobody gets them.
They get them, they just don't like to acknowledge they're funny, because they're not. But my three superpowers, definitely being able to fly, because I like to travel.
Okay.
And it'd just be funny to fly over people, just scare them. Second one, definitely reading minds. That would be a really good one to have.
No, reading minds or telekinesis?
Ooh. See, telekinesis would be my third.
Okay. So you want Professor X who can read minds and move things?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Why not?
But no wheelchair? You don't want some rocking wheels?
I don't know. I might get lazy sometimes.
just move yourself with the telekinesis.
And that parking space just sounds so awesome right now.
Oh, you're going to use your superpowers for evil to get the handicapped parking spaces? These are the things we think about. So, Rob, what would your top three superpowers, if you had to rank superpowers, top three superpowers?
I want to be indestructible, because then you could just kill anyone.
So indestructible, like Superman indestructible?
Just, yeah, not
like
being able to die.
It's an unbreakable indestructible.
Ooh, hey, you broke the mic with your puns. Your bad puns broke the mic. Look at you!
That was really cool.
I'm used to breaking mirrors, but
telekinesis. You moved the microphone to your crotch. Good job.
I told you I like the microphone close.
I know, right?
Damn.
Yeah.
So indestructible.
Yeah. There was an old character from DC called Amazing Man, and he could absorb like if you touch steel, he became steel, or rock, he became rock. I think that would be kind of cool. So, like, you know, you grab some kind of hard-ass metal, you turn into it, and then punch someone in the face, and it would just cave their head in. Like, I would be an evil villain. If you gave me superpowers, I would take the planet over. I mean, the first thing I would think of is, how could I rob a bank and, you know, and take the world over? I would not be a hero. I wouldn't care. You'd be... See, that's the problem with people like Superman. He's a god. The first thing he would do is conquer the planet, and it would be the end. It would not even be a fun movie. It would be like, oh, look, here's the alien guy with the superpowers who took the planet over. And it's over. And I guess fly, I guess. No, fly? He's not. He's black.
So, for those who can't see us moving around in the background, August has
her
computer out and is fact-checking or searching just to so she had to look up that character.
That's the Amazing Man. He's from the All-Star Squadron, right?
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to imagine what Rob would look like in the costume, and I found the one that looks like a bondage one, but that's not the right one.
That's not the right one. So it's the one with the green and yellow tights.
Green and yellow tights. Mm-hmm. Green and yellow tights. Awesome.
You can tell he's an 80s character. He's got the cool yellow tights and green boots.
And his underwear outside of his pants.
Which any superhero should have.
All good superheroes have their underwear outside of their pants.
You should have briefs on the outside of your pants.
Superman had them. Batman had them. Adam West Batman had them.
All the characters from the 80s had them.
Wolverine had them.
And then Jim Lee had to go and F everything up and change all the things. Now they all look the same. You look at a Justice League comic today, they all got the same collar on. They all got the same costume. That's horrible. I don't know. I guess Fly. But yeah, Fly would be cool. Okay. Because you got to be able to get around to kill people.
That's true. I think for me, it would probably be healing.
Healing factor?
The healing factor. But this is true. All right. Good whispered sideline.
Just saying.
Yeah, but you know, you have these things about cop-out powers. To me, indestructible is kind of a cop-out power.
But. Yeah, but so is healing factor. That means you're never going to die. You're always going to heal. Wolverine's died like 7,000 times.
That's true. He
keeps on coming back.
It's because I like Wolverine, but I do like the healing factor. Power absorption like Rogues from the X-Men. I like power absorption. And probably telekinesis. Because I want to be able to throw people across the room with my brain because I'm lazy.
God, I just wanted a handicapped spot and you guys want to like kill people.
The only problem with the rogue power is that you can't have sex.
I'm glad that's what you thought about.
if you watch the movie, the whole problem with she would be a total alcoholic. Like, I can't touch people.
It's true.
Yeah, but
wouldn't you think if there was any kind of touching, they would have an issue? So if you...
I just feel like she'd have like powers. A premium membership to AdamandEve.com.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. I'm glad that this is how we think of our super... Well, so what superpower would allow me to still have sex? Yeah.
Well, think about it. You know, she can't kiss either.
No, she can't. That's how she sucks people's...
Yeah, can't kiss, can't touch. That'd be a pretty depressing life.
This sounds like a really good condom commercial.
She could be with Plastic Man.
She is the sponsorship for abstinence and people in the fourth grade health class. Like, sorry kids, or you'll be like me.
Yeah. All of your fingers have promise rings.
Oh, Lord.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
So we'll move on to, I guess this kind of goes with August, you said you like to travel too. Mm-hmm. One of the questions was if you could go to any country, like if you could travel to any country to visit, what country would that be? Like, where would you like to go and visit?
New Zealand.
New Zealand?
Oh yeah, New Zealand.
Why?
Well, of course, they film Lord of the Rings there. I want to go see some of those beautiful sceneries. Plus, I've been to Japan and Spain already, being a military brat, to get to travel, and that's one of those places I've always wanted to go.
Oh. Alrighty then. Mr. Rob.
Ireland.
Ireland?
Ireland, for sure. So, either that or Scotland. You know, that whole island where all the, you know, forefathers came from.
Get drunk.
Yeah, people get drunk and, you know... Yeah.
So that should have been your answer. The country with the best booze.
Yeah, probably Ireland, though, because it's still old and, you know, they keep it the way it was 200 years ago. So it would be cool to see castles and...
Every time you turn around, there's a castle. All I think is Eddie Izzard.
Yeah. Castles and drunk leprechauns.
Down for the drunk leprechauns.
You?
I'm not a drunk leprechaun.
No, where
would you? Oh, I'm not a drunk leprechaun.
I am.
You're the one holding the question. Oh, that's didn't true. Remember.
So, hey, no one said I was intelligent. Well, as an anime geek, of course, Japan has always been one of the top ones, but Ireland and Germany are also up there as well. Germany, I just a lot of history in both Ireland and Germany that I really like. The old structure of buildings, being able to go see what happens, visit memorials. I will not kiss the Blarney Stone, however. I refuse to go and hang out of a castle to kiss a rock that people pee on. Just my thing. Just saying.
Pee sterile.
Well, good to know. It's the world's most sterile rock.
It's the world's most sterile rock,
That you hang upside down out of a castle to kiss.
You guys, urea is just a salt. Come on.
It's
like in your sweat and stuff. Mm-hmm. Every time you sweat, you're also peeing.
Thank you.
I want you to imagine that when you're up in a club sweating next to somebody.
You know, August, I think, really just likes to ruin things for me.
I do.
Thank you for this visual chemist.
Definitely food when I tell people like what's in the food. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Never taking you out to lunch. Ever.
The sweating thing takes sex to a whole other level as well.
Great. Great.
There's just plenty of body fluids in there. That like, just if you're willing to do that with somebody, you're just covered in all things.
Fluids. So.
All right, I'm moving on from this. If people could see my facial expression, they would understand.
Why don't y'all just talk about sex? That's all y'all are doing.
They are. I'm not. So
just innuendos.
So the next.
Innuendo.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on. This one, I guess, is more. Well, no, this would apply to Rao, I suppose, in some ways, since we've discussed this. If you could cosplay any character, regardless of your money or your skill to make the parts involved, if you just had that money and that skill, or could.
Hire
someone to do it for you. Who would that character be? Like, who is that one person you would really want to cosplay? Rob, I know you've had a couple, like you've mentioned before.
I don't know. See, I'm a Star Wars geek, so it would have to be like a really killer, like Boba Fett costume or something like that. I don't know.
Well, you had one, like, you were looking at one before. Like, you wouldn't do something like Spawn, because I know you're a big Spawn character.
Oh, yeah, but,
like,
yeah, I guess, yeah, I mean, if you had anything, you're right, anything you could do, yeah, Spawn would be cool, because then you could have, like, a 35-foot cape, and it could, you know, you could just do, like, crazy shit, so, it, yeah, I mean, with no price tag, it would be a lot of cool things. Spawn would be cool.
Cosplay couture, no price tag.
And then you could go with, like, a no-mask Spawn and have the shoelaces in your head, and have someone do crazy special effects burn makeup on you. Like, yeah, if you could have anything, that would be cool. Anything cool like that. Any special effects stuff, because I love crazy makeup. That's cool stuff.
August.
All of them. I'm greedy. if there was no money, just all of them. Just my whole closet.
If they only gave you one, you have one that you can just break the bank on.
I would say, because it's not possible anyway, would be Alice from Elfin Lied. That's a anime where the girls have like vectors and stuff coming out of
the hands, the invisible hands.
Yeah, just totally have a machine that would like make hands that could like touch people.
You just want to get, what's with you in touching people?
I like Urea.
Oh, excellent. I thank you, Broke. Producer RJ.
It's a great herbicide.
Oh, great. You broke our producer. Good job. Good job.
You got to think about that, too. They use it in the crops and stuff because it kills a lot of weeds. So whenever you're eating corn or like those soybeans and stuff, urea all over it.
So I suppose if I were to answer the question, I think for me it would more be less necessarily the costume that I would have and the prop that would go with it. I would want to do, have an Eva from Neon Genesis Evangelion, like, to do the suit and to have the big giant mech. It's huge. If anyone knows, just their think of big mechs. If anyone's ever watched Macross or
you
anything like
over
that.
Here just nodding like,
like, using, so the boys don't know.
Think of, Samus. Do you know how Samus has
a Samus, big giant art, okay.
Do you know Metroid?
No. So obviously RJ doesn't know Metroid. Big, you don't know what a big mech suit thing? Voltron and the giant robotic suit. There we go, Voltron.
But Voltron's a big robot.
No, but that's, but what it is, what.
Little vehicles to get together and become.
Yeah, but what an Eva is it's a giant, it's, think of without all the different pieces, think of a giant robot, but you get in the suit. It's a gigantic robotic suit that you go
drive
and kill people. Yeah, pretty much. It's, I would want, it would be props. I'm more into props.
Yeah, it's kind of, except they're thinking bigger.
Yeah, like gigantic.
Remember Giant Robot, the little Asian kid that, like that, but somebody who's inside of it.
Yeah, so you basically steer that. That's what I would want, because I'm in love with fabrication. But you're right, Rob, with special effects makeup, because I absolutely love the show Face Off, because I'm a retard, but.
You're a mark.
I am a mark, shut up. Everyone marks out for something. Well, I guess we gotta answer this one for Penny. Our friend Penny from the Legion of Nerds, Legion Ladies, asked a question that really, I guess I'm the only one that would kind of be able to answer.
Unfortunately.
Because I am the only one that is sitting in this room that has watched. Rob just got a text message in the middle of the in the middle of the show. But the only one would be if, because I'm the only one to watch, is My Little Pony. So if you could have the powers from any of the elements of harmony, which one would you choose? I totally ignore what you just said right now on purpose. Sorry. What did you say?
I said, thank goodness.
Oh, okay. Yes. Well, what can I say? I like stupid shows.
No.
It's not a stupid show.
It's a fun show.
It's just a you it's show. A,
it, there we go.
It's not a stupid show. It's a fun show for five-year-olds.
I'm just gonna let this is like
the, whatever the guys just called it like it.
Oh, the bronies.
The bronies.
Yeah, that's a conversation for another time when someone can discuss bronies with me. Because
there's
I don't
nothing
get it.
Wrong with adult men liking.
Yeah, but she's a pega sister.
Wow. Anyway, I guess to answer Penny's question, because she'd appreciate it. Being that I'm not like a big hardcore, I don't remember all the ones, but I would take probably loyalty, just because that was always a big thing for me. But that answers that, and my favorite little My Little Pony character is probably Applejack anyway, so... There you go. Anyway, don't you know?
Oh, honey.
Oh, honey, no. But, we're gonna move on from that crazy shenanigans. Now, August, you were bringing up before some indie games that you were... Because you were gonna review something, okay. Right? What were you gonna review for us?
Last time I mentioned Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze, which on IGN got a 9.0, which is... It's just pretty amazing.
Pretty awesome.
And I got to play it. It's like the old games where it just has way too many collectibles and you just get frustrated because you can't get all the letters of Kong and...
Oh, boo.
I know. So you can play through it really fast. It's just side-scroller and you get the barrels and you throw them. You get the Diddy, you get Dixie, and you get Cranky Kong. And they like have special abilities. One can jump high, one can fly, and the other one's got a jetpack.
Cranky's like the grandfather one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Cranky. How,
what gave you that clue?
The commercial.
I was saying because old people are cranky.
Because old people are cranky. But anyway, it's
really, we love old people.
Fun. It's a really fun game. It's
I am an old person.
Not yet.
Anyway,
it's a throwback. I really liked it. I'd say go out and buy it if you have a Wii U. If you don't have a Wii U. Too bad.
You don't get the pleasure of Donkey Kong.
But I was also talking about indie games because I got back into Fez. And
what is now I know what a Fez is, like a physical Fez. I know what that is. What is Fez the game?
Fez is a game made by Polytron, mainly Phil Fish, who is very frustrated about it. You can see all that frustration in the movie, Indie Game the Movie. Because they follow Braid, the creators of Super Meat Boy, and they follow Polytron's Fez. Anyway, you're in a world where it looks like it's flat, and you start collecting these cubes, and then the whole universe falls apart, and then you can all of a sudden flip each side of the universe. So you're really playing four levels at once,
okay.
Because you constantly have to flip in order to get all these puzzles. But it's a really good puzzle game, that's what I like. Very quirky puzzle games in 2014 that are coming out too. Like, there's 2048.com, which is popular with all my friends. It's just a matching game with numbers.
Sounds too smart for me.
Anything with numbers?
Anything with numbers.
Even if it's matching like 2 and 2.
I like colors.
1 plus 1 is 11.
Yeah. Moving on. Indie games, Fez.
Anyway, Xbox...
We amuse ourselves way too much.
Xbox One has a self-publishing thing, just like Steam did back in July of 2012. Steam has Greenlight, where they basically put out titles. March, they released 75 new ones. And the community votes for them and shows their interest in which ones go forward. Xbox One's announced that they're doing that. When before they announced that they weren't and got a lot of crap for it, and now they are. They just announced also March 19th that 25 indie games are up. Some of them being Capybara's Super Time Force, which is supposed to be fun, 1001 Spikes, which you can guess what that one's about.
Spiky.
Spikes.
Spikes. Another side scroller. And one of mine that I've been looking at for quite a while now, which is Hyperlight Drifters, or Drifter, sorry, which is a tribute to Zelda, but it's more like a futuristic kind of, it's a little bit different. It has the same art style of Fez, and is why, the reason why I started replaying Fez again. And it was to be on PS4 and Vita, but now they're also putting it on Xbox One. You can go to their website, heart-machine.com. They also have a Kickstarter to help with their company build on this, and I really hope it gets released because I'm really looking forward to it.
So now we had been talking a little bit about like the Xbox One and the PS4 on our way to recording today. Now, you said you don't own any of the newer systems except the Wii U,
except
right?
Except for the Wii U, yeah.
Now, but like if you were to go and get one, if you were to go and get an Xbox One or a PS4, which one would you get?
PS4.
No, why?
Personally, I like Sony better than I like Microsoft. Plus the Xbox One, you have to have the Kinect plugged in to it even work. Like, even to get online.
That's just crazy.
Like, did they fix that? Did they change that?
Oh, they changed it now? See?
Okay, see, since when they first announced it at E3, I was like, nope. Everything they said about it, I was just like, pfft.
Basically, all that shit nobody liked, they changed every bit of it.
Well, they needed to do that to even sell, to evolve. That's what they needed to do.
I think they were making it a little too stringent. Like, it was kind of, they went way too against what the consumer wanted. Like, there's, you can make new things and do new things, but there's only so far that you can go until the consumer will say no and actually will use their buying power to not let your product succeed. We saw it a little bit when it happened with the Xbox 360 and the PS3. You know, certain things were happening with the Xbox 360, so people kept going more and more to PS3. So they equaled it out, like, you know, a little bit when the newer generations were being released, but you saw it a lot when it was being launched, all these things that they were saying they weren't going to be doing, and now they've had to go and fix it and start doing again because the consumer, your average gamer, wasn't going to purchase a system that wasn't going to do what they wanted. So, Rob?
Yes.
Which system would you purchase? Because you're an Xbox guy.
So I'd probably stay the same just because I like the controller. I mean, it's Microsoft. They're both, you know, either one you're buying is a corporate giant, so I like Microsoft. I just like the way it works, but I'd have to see the GUI system on the Sony. I have a buddy who has the 3. It just seems so different than the Xbox, so I mean, I'd go with either. I know, you know, now you gotta look at both because they both have games that only come out for their systems, so I guess it would all matter what games you like. Like Titanfall, that's exclusive, right? To Microsoft? Yeah, so if you want that, you gotta go down that route. If you know, that's, if you're a hardcore gamer, I mean, my buddy Josh has every system.
That's true.
He's,
I mean,
got
you
them all.
Can't just solve it. Solve,
yeah,
that problem.
He solved the problem.
Everything.
He has all of them. He has a Xbox, he has a 360 and a PlayStation 3 and a Wii U. But he wants, you know, I mean, he's, and I'm sure if he had the money, except he had a kid, so that's gonna, his game playing days are gonna get cut short. But that's the problem. They solve the problem that way. Just ultra gamers get all the systems.
That's true.
I just couldn't imagine. I couldn't put $500 into a gaming system now anyway.
It's the price tags are pretty ridiculous. But you have to remember when the PS3 first came out, it was like a grand.
Yeah,
when,
yeah,
like it first came out because it had the Blu-ray player built in.
Yeah, $600. With like a what?
Might as well be a grand.
Well, with all the other crap you had to get to make it work.
And it had a small hard drive in it too.
Mm-hmm. It had a 20 gig hard drive. The first one that came out was the FAT systems. It had a 20 gig hard drive, backwards compatibility, and, you know, but most people in the beginning for the PS3s were purchasing it because it were a Blu-ray player. It was the cheapest Blu-ray player on the market at the time. So, and then the RJ looked at the television to see the funny shows that are happening.
Well, it's one of the best shows ever. It's Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
I couldn't get into it. Just couldn't get into the show.
That's why you don't like math.
That's why I don't like Matt. I like how the two of those equate somehow.
Maybe it just takes a little bit of smart to enjoy it.
Or none at all.
Or none at all. You decide.
Well, speaking of shows that we do or don't like watching, there's a bunch of movies coming out. One that I'm really looking forward to, just because I like Disney, two, I like villains. Maleficent comes out May 30th, and I went and watched all of the trailers again recently, and it looks absolutely, like, I was worried about it at first because of Angelina Jolie, like, a little bit, just a little, I was worried about it. But to see her in the role and the facial expressions that she does, even just in the clips.
Oh, she's a good skeleton.
Mm-hmm. It works.
She is.
I mean, I think she's going to do really, really well. I think that the film itself is going to be really amazing. So, anyway.
I'm going to watch it because I love Elle Fanning. So, really happy that she's in it.
I'm looking at you blankly only because you've got to remember I don't remember who names of people.
Well, speaking on movies, J.J. Abrams made Super 8. Mm-hmm. And she's the main girl in that one.
Oh, okay. Okay,
that's
gotcha.
Elle Fanning. So she's going to be, of course, Sleeping Beauty.
Sleeping Beauty Aurora, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who plays her as a child? Angelina Jolie's kid.
Mm. Yeah, they put her daughter in it as the young.
J.J. Abrams doesn't have anything to do with that movie, does he? Mm-mm. Oh, that's good. It might be good.
Speaking of good, whether things are going to be good or not.
I like M. Night Shyamalan movies, so you know my movie's crap.
I like those too, so there's something to be said about that.
Wow. Speaking of movies that people are wondering if they're going to be good or not, Winter Soldier. Captain America is to the Winter Soldier.
Yes.
Rob, you're a little bit more knowledgeable on the Captain America side, I think, than I am. So what are your thoughts? Because that's coming out April 4th.
I think the trailer's like awesome. It's really not going to be a superhero movie per se, though. It's going to be more of like a political thriller from what everyone's saying. It looks good. Falcon's going to be in it for, you know, Marvel's going to trying to build a good black character, I think, for Avengers 2, which is smart because, you know, it's a little white in that.
It's a little white.
And
a little transparent.
You know, Marvel's doing something right if you have Robert Redford willing to do a movie for you.
Yeah. Well, and then speaking of doing movies right, Guardians of the Galaxy, which we have touched on before.
I think that's going to be awesome.
You know.
A talking raccoon with a machine gun.
Right.
You know, like I said before, DC's afraid to do a Wonder Woman movie. Marvel's just going everything in. A talking raccoon with a machine gun and a
giant
dirty mouth to go along with it, so.
And they've got some pretty big names, like, for the raccoon. Who's voicing the raccoon again?
Oh, the guy from Hangover.
Okay.
Who's the...
August, look this up for us.
Who's the guy? No, the main guy. Bradley Cooper. Bradley Cooper, Vin Diesel's gonna play the talking tree. Batista's gonna be the destroyer.
Yeah. I love that. I love that they have Batista just in this...
As a...
Freaking gassed
killer.
Out maniacal killer, because he was in Man with the Iron Fist, I believe.
Yep.
And he didn't have a lot of lines, which is okay, because, you know, he probably shouldn't. But he was just a giant gassed out
freak.
Maybe it wasn't Batista, but it was somebody.
No, it was Batista.
Was it? Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, cauliflower ears. But he just, you know, having that, you know, that kind of gassed out huge person just sort of leads to, that's what we had wanted to see with Bane. That was like my big,
like, because Bane was like 5'4".
Yeah, Bane needed to be some gassed out freak like Batista, and it would have been great.
It would have been perfect. It
would have been awesome.
I have tons of issues with those movies though, so.
I know you do. We'll stay off of Nolan.
Yeah, Nolan's horrible.
But speaking of movies you guys have had issues with, The Hunger Games, like the third, part one of the third book is coming out.
Part one of the third book?
There's three books in the Hunger Games series.
Is that a joke?
No, there's three books in the Hunger Games series. There's The Hunger Games, there's Catching Fire and Mockingjay. Mockingjay is the third, the Hunger Games, the second one. The Catching Fire came out recently, a movie on like DVD. I'll admit, I watched the first movie and then I read the books. And now I can't watch the second movie. Like, I just couldn't get into it. I just couldn't watch it. I liked the books. But now they're making, I guess they're splitting Mockingjay into two movies. Like, because there's a part one, so obviously going to be a part two.
At least two.
Fucking milking it.
I know, August, you and Rob were talking about, you know, you had an issue with the Hunger Games.
Well, just because it was so close to Battle Royale, which is a Japanese film, which came out years before it, which is about basically a capital taking a random class of kids that would get chosen through a raffle to fight to the death so that they can have entertainment and get money from the programming, which sounds so similar to Hunger Games, except for you're, instead of like it just being to gather funds and stuff for the capital, it's they're giving them like food or something.
What it is in the Hunger Games is that there was originally, you know, the 13 districts in the capital, and mm-hmm. they revolted against the capital, so the capital destroyed one of the districts, and now as a reminder that no one's stronger than the capital, yeah. each district gives tributes and they kill them. Well, all but one. They make them kill each other.
All but one.
There can be only winner. One winner. So, and it's that whole, I mean, that's what the Hunger Games themselves mm-hmm. are based on. Like, I never saw
I couldn't Battle get past Royale. The first, like, even the first book and stuff for
Hunger Games?
Yeah, for Hunger Games.
Just couldn't get through it?
No, I'm too hungry and I can't think right now.
Oh, well, we probably should fetch you then. Next time, are you like a mugwai? We can't feed you after midnight? Or is it getting you wet?
Well, the second one's okay, but the first one can't do that.
We can't leave you hungry. Speaking of, Rob busts out his snacks in the middle of it.
Thank you.
They're Reese's Pieces.
I just had Reese's Cups, so I'm really happy about that.
You did, and one of the studio cats, Monster, tried to get himself a piece of those Reese's.
Oh yeah, but he learned that I don't share.
No, you don't share.
Don't share my Reese's.
Amazing Spider-Man 2 is also coming out, mm-hmm. and that made you happy because...
Oh, Paul Giamatti, I love that guy, and he's going to be Rhino.
Now, they're doing that a little different. He's actually like he's a pretty beefed up dude, but he's in a giant suit, isn't he?
Yeah, that's the only thing is different.
Right in my ear. Bless you.
Thank you.
The only reason why I'm giving it any credit is because it's Paul Giamatti, but the fact that it's going to be a guy in a suit and not a beefed up guy once again like Bane is ridiculous.
And it's not that there's the lack of beefed up, gassed out dudes out there looking pro wrestling. There's giant amounts of gassed out men that they can just throw into a suit. They don't need acting skills. Well, they act all the time. It's part of being a freaking wrestler.
I do. I do like my feet touched. Come back.
Did you see the trailer when the Rhino's running at him on all fours?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
What? No, yeah. I did not see that. I saw the one with Electro.
It's a big metal suit, mm-hmm. and it's like welded together. It's super stupid.
Yeah, and that's right. Jamie Foxx is supposed to be Electro.
Yeah, he is Electro. It's, you know, and I wasn't big on Electro, but I guess to me, Electro was a guy in, again, a green and yellow suit. He wasn't transparent blue or whatever.
No.
You know, that's just kind of weird to me. Like, you turn this black guy transparent blue.
Well, first of all, Electro was white.
Yeah. You know, he was. Well, did he originally work at it? Because this is like some no-name guy that supposedly works at Oscorp. Is that where Electro got his start? Or I don't know the history behind Electro.
No, they're taking some liberties, but I'm okay with that part of it. I'm actually okay with Jamie Foxx. They're going to try to put way too many things into it. They're setting up the Sinister Six for part three.
Oh, okay.
If you watch the trailer, you can see Doc Ock's arms and the Vulture's suit. And I heard they're going to do a one-off of Venom. Before this movie even does anything, they're already talking about doing a one-off of Venom.
I think Venom would be a good one to do if they do it right, though. Like, Venom's just such a classic character, though. Like, they would kind of have to... I mean, but they would really have to make him just some sort of symbiotic freak. I mean, Venom is like the over-the-top, the big, huge jaws opening all the time. Like,
it would have to be CG, I think.
There'd be a lot more CG involved, certainly. There was... So talking about like CG and stuff in movies, Days of Future Past, speaking CG and you not liking my healing abilities.
I mean, the one trailer I saw was pretty cool. I mean, yeah, it looks pretty cool. Except for Quicksilver.
Quicksilver does look sort of...
He looks like some clubbing kid with goggles on and a bad leather jacket. It's like really bad.
Yeah, really, I mean, bad. Not that I was asking for a blue suit with lightning bolts down the side, no. But I mean, I was asking for something a little less.
Like, we were talking about that the other day, because some of the conceptual drawings for Avengers 2 came out, and Scarlet Witch looks like a, what would you say, like, just like a, pretty much a normal chick.
Yeah, she just looks like a
almost punky-like. She's got, like, a leather jacket on and a flannel tied around her waist, and then Quicksilver had, like, a long blue shirt on, and, I mean, he didn't look like... He looked more like Quicksilver from the comic than he didn't. Mm-hmm. I guess that's the best way of putting it. I don't know. I mean, Days of Future Past looks cool. It all matters what they do writing like.
Yeah.
Because supposedly he's going to try to fix the whole timeline.
Yeah. I'm glad that they're bringing characters like Bishop into it. Because I like having, you know, those type of characters, but from those alternate...
Well, time travel... can fix everything.
Or destroy it all.
So
wasn't that always the paradox about, like, time traveling? Was that if you screw up one thing, that's why they always said you can't go back and kill some of the people that, like, Hitler or Stalin that caused huge atrocities, because then who knows what repercussions it's gonna have.
Right. It would have made it.
We all saw Back to the Future.
And Doctor Who.
Yeah, I mean, by changing anything would, you know, if you believe in the ripple effect, mm-hmm. it would just ripple time. The thing with Bishop is that he's just supposed to come back and kind of... He's the guy who comes back and says, hey, this is what's going to happen. Fix the present so it doesn't, you know, happen what happened to me with the M carved into his face and the whole mutant atrocity.
And you know, and I've seen different, because they show a couple other mutants that are, like, with him that had the big M carved in his face. And I know you and I were like, we really wanted that, like... huge and prominent, like, on his face.
Yeah, and it looks more like a scar to me than a marking.
But a couple of the other characters at the show, one of the girls, I mean, it's, like, carved out of her face. Like,
cool.
So I think it maybe was just the pictures we saw, the angles, or maybe that he's black.
I would have, they should have also had Cable. I think Cable would have been a cool character.
I would have loved to have seen Cable in there, only because, you know, Cable's pretty amazing. But, yeah. Oh, what else? Let's see, Godzilla. It's gonna be coming out.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I'm not a big Godzilla person. August, you a big Godzilla person?
Gaika. Yeah, of course.
You made the cat meow. Like, right now, you did that and you scared the studio cats.
I told you I'm a cat lady. I speak to them.
You did. He's speaking back. Right now, he's talking to you.
Soon. My cat, soon.
Soon, my minions. Soon. one that I'm looking forward to, and it's only because I get made fun of a lot for liking animated movies, but the second How to Train Your Dragon is coming out. I just really love animated movies. One of my buddies actually worked on the first How to Train Your Dragon. I'm just really looking forward to, I'm stupidly love animated movies.
I love animation.
It's come so far from where...
The first one was really cute,
yeah,
so I'd like toothless. To see the second one.
And there's so many more dragons, like, they just take some of the scenes that it gets to.
Oh, so it's like Game of Thrones if Game of Thrones had dragons.
Yes. Game of Thrones had dragons. It would be How to Train Your Dragon.
If there were actual dragons in that. Mm-hmm. Okay, until, like, you know, the end.
Game of Thrones.
We promise you.
Now, here's one that's probably, it's gonna piss off RJ that we're speaking about this again. But you know what? We do anyway, because we're all Star Wars geeks. Star Wars is slated to come out 2013.
Nope.
It's 2015.
She's good at math.
I'm good at math. I can read my notes. My notes are written good.
When it's supposed to come out?
Oh, math, you read them so good.
Every my notes. I wrote 2015, so I don't know why I couldn't read that. I'm obviously retarded. But it's taking. Rob, you told me the other day it's taking place 30 years.
After Jedi.
So it's actually, and Jedi released in what, 84?
Yeah, 83, 84.
83, 84. So it's actually about somewhere between 30 and 32 years once it comes out, 32, 33 years, since the release of the last movie. So they're actually keeping with the ages
of all the old people.
Of all the old people. So, you know, they can actually have them in there. So have all the original people, like, decided Harrison Ford, all of them, are they coming back? Like, does anybody know?
No one has said anything.
They're not leaking very much about this, August. Nope. Find some leakage on this.
So, ew.
I'm good at that.
finding leakage.
What? It's Star Wars. Something
happens,
has to be out.
Okay? It happens.
No one's officially signed from what...
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not getting
nothing.
Anything.
No. Darn. Because I really want to see that. I want to see what the... I'm glad that they're making it later, though. That they're taking it where it can be... They're not really trying to do something necessarily with, like, Han and Leia still. That they're taking it past that. And they can do so much more.
It's going to be about the kids. And... I guarantee you Harrison Ford dies in the first one.
I think that was one of his things about coming back, though. I think he said if he were to come back, he wanted Han Solo to die.
Like, he wanted to die in Empire.
It's true.
So, and then George Lucas was like, how are we going to sell dead Han Solo action figures? You're coming back.
Like, there's that whole joke where they have the packaging and it's Luke's aunt and uncle.
Oh,
like,
yeah. All cooked.
All cooked.
That would be awesome.
The spoof figure thing.
Dead Aunt Beru and...
Yeah.
And Uncle Owen.
Uncle Owen. Oh, goodness gracious.
Did you see the thing online about the whole thing about stormtroopers not being able to shoot? And then from the very, very beginning, it was all a ruse. Like, that Vader sent him down there to kill Aunt Beru and Uncle Owen, but not murder anyone because he knew Luke was always his son. And, like, they pretty much proved that only the Ewoks outsmarted him. That the whole time it was a big ruse of don't kill anybody, don't, you know, make sure you don't murder the princess or Luke or any of them.
Wow.
It was actually a pretty funny thing. And then at the end, it's like, but still the Ewoks outnumbered them and beat them. So yeah. They still got beat by a bunch of teddy bears.
Well, and that was still something online recently. It was like, all, you know, wears full body armor, still dies in one shot. Like, yeah. And it does. It's sad. Your phasers, and, you know, it's just like they set phasers to miss.
Yeah.
But
blasters.
Blasters to miss.
Phasers is that other
Star
stupid
Trek.
Movie.
Star Trek.
Star Trek.
I confuse my fandom. You like? Shut up.
I don't like Star Trek. So.
I know you don't.
The best part about the two movies J.J. Abrams made is that R2-D2 was in them.
That he did have R2-D2 in them.
Both of them. Yeah.
There was something else I was going to bring up to you about.
About Star Wars?
Star Wars. I forgot what it was.
That if J.J. Abrams messes up, we're going to call him Jar Jar Abrams.
Oh, God. Oh, Jar Jar Binks.
Oh, dude.
I hated that character. I absolutely hated that character.
It really scares me that Abrams is doing it, but, you know, whatever. They should have had, like, Kevin Smith do it, or some guy who really enjoys Star Wars.
How do you know that Abrams really enjoys Star Wars?
Because he made Star Trek and those other horrible movies.
Star Trek wasn't a horrible movie.
Can you name a really good J.J. Abrams movie?
Why are you asking? Why are you asking me about people that make movies? You know I don't even remember these things.
Yeah.
Or a good TV show. My brain is a black hole.
I did enjoy Super 8, but that was because it was a completely different story. It had no fandom before that. Like, it was its own story. So, there's nothing to mess up.
It didn't have any fandom after it came out either.
No, it didn't.
Did it?
Except for me.
Did it have a following?
Nope, just me.
Okay.
August is the following.
All right.
You forget these things.
Because I don't know anyone who's actually seen that movie. I do now.
No,
but I didn't
August,
before that.
August knows it.
Yeah. I just knew it was like a monster in a box.
And RJ works in that industry. He's seen a lot of movies. speaking of stuff that we don't...
Don't worry about it. Nobody else did either.
Like, no one else has seen that movie except August. They're like, only one person keeps going back and seeing this movie over and over and over again.
Find out how much money that
we've made. $100,000 from this one person.
Find out how much money that movie's made.
You had mentioned there was another paranormal, like, activity.
Oh, God, they're
movie.
Always making those movies.
They need to stop this found footage, like, horror movie stuff. Like, I would like to see some regular creepy, I mean... Like horror movies. Like, we have a couple of buddies that you're gonna be able to see.
126 million.
That's all it made. It made 127 million.
What was the budget?
What was the budget on the movie?
Yeah. So it didn't make any money. And they still let J.J. Abrams make Star Wars after he made that movie. That scares me.
And it should.
Like, yeah, they're like, you know, you made that really crappy movie about the monster in the box. Here's Star Wars. Scares me. That scares me a lot.
Oh my goodness. Rebuttal. Nothing.
Like I said before, I like J.J. Abrams and I like M. Night Shyamalan, so you can't really take any of my movie, like...
I would rather have...
I can't give you any...
Really? You want the surprise ending?
I would rather have a surprise ending than... Yeah.
There's a twist. It's really a dream.
The twist that Ken's dead.
The whole first six movies were all a dream.
None of it ever
or at
happened.
Least the first three. That was a nightmare, actually.
Oh my god.
It should be Luke waking up in the very beginning going, thank goodness Jar Jar's not real.
Oh god. Padme, let's never have kids.
Let's never, we're never having children.
Actually, that would be good.
Honey, like, honey, do I have on my limbs, right?
That would be a good spoon.
Oh, honey, no.
Oh, honey, no. Oh, the nightmare that was the first... The episodes 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, that would be pretty funny, actually.
It was all just a nightmare. It's okay, kids. There's no monsters under your bed. There's no Jar Jar Binks.
They should wake up and they should just be Anakin and Padme holding the twins as their babies, like in a happy, total happy family on Tatooine. All, this is gonna be great.
Oh my god. Oh, it hurts. It hurts so bad.
I think it's funny that he just doesn't like Star Wars.
Oh yeah. He's for like, those who don't know,
are you
I mean,
kidding? Star Wars again?
Biggest waste of time in my entire life.
The first three were really good.
No, they were.
Now we're arguing with our producer. No, our movies are really good. No, they're not. Really, they're really good. No, they're not.
No.
The first two were really good.
No.
No?
Don't think credits weren't even good.
You're not gonna win, like RJ's where he's setting the opinion on Star Wars. Yeah.
It's alright.
It's okay.
He likes metal, so did.
Here, I'll show you why I don't.
Okay, now we gotta look it up. It's happening.
No. This is why.
This is why. Oh no. Oh, he's rifling through something now.
It's okay.
I'm afraid.
Star Wars is a direct ripoff of that book.
What book are we having?
Really?
Yes.
What book is it? Read the book.
So by George Lucas.
Oh, that doesn't surprise. He also took seven.
I don't even know what book it is. There.
Here with because didn't
Hero with a Thousand
also,
Faces
like,
by Joseph Campbell.
He also took
Campbell.
A bunch of stuff from. The Seven Samurais and yeah.
Oh, that was a good.
The only thing
good,
I got to
give Seven Samurais was good.
But
Seven
George Samurai, Lucas,
that was good.
At least he'll tell you that he stole everything.
This is true.
I mean,
he's a
bitch. He's like he goes, look, you know, I really like these monk guys, so I'm gonna take those and. You know, I mean, and truly, if you look at Star Wars, at least on a surface level,
that is Star Wars. It's like the whole everything.
But Star Wars is really just World War II.
That too.
It's literally World War II. It's the rebellion or the allies that are a bunch of different races all trying to stormtroopers of death. That's totally who they are. And then you know you look at the Empire. They look like Nazis. Mm-hmm. The Emperor was totally Hitler, and he was planning. He would kill other races to make sure that they you know he'd
they
suck them in
planet.
For help, and then he'd get rid of them.
Yeah.
It was the total planet. Allies against the Axis. I mean. Almost literally, the Empire only had white people.
That's true.
Period.
Yeah, when you look at it.
Yeah, okay, I mean.
So the book he is referencing is The Hero with a Thousand Faces by Joseph Campbell.
We're handing
it. So if you,
if you want to go and.
So you want to read Star Wars?
If you want to read Star Wars, go and check it out.
I mean, if you look at like.
Come over to RJ's and read it.
Yeah. Oh, it's here. It's here. Oh, that would be awesome.
Next episode is going to be RJ reading this entire book to you.
I actually want him to I want him to read it so I can put it in my car on CD and listen to it as I drive. But I want. But I want you to read it, no one else.
You. You have to do all the characters. You have to read everything.
That's it. Yeah. Right. Book on tape by RJ.
Professionally mastered.
That would be awesome.
That would be amazing.
Sound effects in the background, that'd be awesome.
We're going to make this a thing, folks. It's going to happen.
And you know what the funny thing is, if you look at like the part in Empire where they're hiring the bounty hunters, and the one guy goes, oh, bounty hunters, we don't need their scum. Even they thought that they were, anyone else below the Empire was just beneath them, you know, like the total.
And that was true because when the Nazis went to go and bring in, they actually brought in people of other color. They sent those people on the front lines first to die. Oh, great. Now you have a Star Wars soundbook.
Yeah. Oh, Mister, I Hate Star Wars has a Star Wars soundbook.
Oh, he doesn't hate it. I'm sure he just hates the... He hates what it became. Because in 77, it was awesome. And let me tell you, because I saw it in the theater.
I think we killed RJ. He's like all flustered now. Yeah. All frustrated.
That's so awesome, though.
That's all the sound effects, though, from Star Wars. You could, like, go... Yeah.
I remember in... I want to say whatever in 80 or whatever they had a they had a background
Oh, is it off?
I remember seeing a thing on CBS had a thing where they even showed you how they did stuff, like the blasters were a guy hitting a wire that went to a cable wire,
because those guys, they didn't have anything then. They were making their own computers. Like there was no blue screen before Star Wars.
Exactly.
It's a pretty amazing, you know, looking back on the technology that those guys created.
Yeah.
Because really, they are what special effects are today. If it wasn't for, you know, ILM, which was a bunch of college kids building their own computers, there wouldn't be the things you see today, because we owe them a lot. Same with Pixar.
Mm-hmm.
Pixar was actually a Lucasfilm company. They developed the software, they did all that, and then he got smart and sold it off for bazillion dollars or whatever he did.
That's something that Lucas has done, though, with a lot of... He has made money, and he knows how to continue making money. You know, I mean, even though he sold Lucasfilms or whatever, like Disney now.
$4 billion.
I don't know what it thinks it is. Like, it's weird.
I don't know, but it's
cool.
That,
was that Uncle Owen and, like, Owen?
That's what they sound like when they were burning. It's all... I think I understand now how this works, so yeah, let's see. You have to go to the number, and then it should make the sound.
It's like a kid's book.
Where have you been? They're heading in this direction.
I'm glad he figured it out.
That's so awesome. Awesome.
So great.
You just made a little boy happy.
I did.
No. Now it's nothing but Star Wars sound effects the rest of the show.
That's so awesome, dude.
Oh, you know what that was? That was the sound of Vader breaking the guy's neck in the first movie.
Nice.
That's awesome.
That's, we need that
it's
sound.
Awesome that it's actually in this book. Here's a picture. This is what we used. To
break the guy's neck.
I wonder if it says what it really was.
That's the great thing about a lot of sound effects, is a lot of the sound effects that are created are actually not... Like, it has nothing to do whatsoever with whatever it is. Okay, so it African was, swallows, do, I mean, it's coconuts.
Do you want to know what it was? Walnut shells and a grapefruit rind crushed in an organic package.
Ooh. Oh, organic package. We had to make sure it was organic.
This is California.
Yeah, you know.
It did have to be.
And they all were a bunch of hippies that were,
that's,
you know.
That's true. Hippies. But that's the thing about, like, getting into, like, the sound effects and stuff behind the scenes. Sometimes I like to see what it was that they created. Like, when Shrek came out, Universal had a thing where they actually went and they had that stage show. Like, the same place they do Bill and Ted's, like, Excellent Adventure. Mm-hmm. They would go and have people come up and they'd play parts of the movie, and you'd have to create the sound effects with the stuff that's on the table, and it showed you how you would make, like, different walking sound effects, yeah, different, like, cool, all the squishing and all the, it's like, it's crazy what goes in behind the scenes that you don't ever think about, because...
It's called Foley.
That's
okay,
perfect.
So
it is.
We all know I don't know the terms for things. What in the world is that?
That's a Jawa.
That's a Jawa.
That's so cool.
He got all excited. I've never... If anyone ever... I wish we had... This could be on video so people could see a grown man this excited. Of course. Lightsabers.
That would be me getting excited.
Don't you hate when your shorts get stuck?
That's what I'm from.
Sorry. Too easy. That was good.
Wow. That's all it takes? Anyway.
Yeah. Push the button.
Obviously so. Obviously so.
It pushed to start.
Wow.
Wow.
Everyone's pushed the start, lady. Everyone's pushed the start.
It hurts. It hurts so much. So now, moving on from that.
God.
We do have WonderCon coming up. It's
a
little less than a month. It's Easter weekend.
And remember,
Han was the one who shot. Yes. Han did not shoot first. Han shot.
He was the only one who shot. Period.
So, but WonderCon is coming up. August, you actually have developed a new Instagram where people can see your work in progress for your costumes and stuff, didn't you?
Yes, I did. It's golden_August. And if you get the joke of why it's golden August, I applaud you because it is a chemistry joke.
Oh, good. So I don't get it at all.
Yeah, I was just thinking that at August it's nice and golden.
Yeah, okay. I'll spoil it for you. AU, the first two letters of August, obviously, is the chemical symbol for gold.
Obviously.
So, golden August, It has to be a chemistry joke with me. Yeah.
Of course it does.
Bring out the chart.
So, do you have any costumes that you're working on that you're hoping will be done in time for WonderCon?
Well, I do have a Black Canary because I'm going to have a Green Arrow. Okay. So, those will be fun to
do. Now, which version of Black Canary and Green Arrow?
I'm going to do comic book. He wants to do the TV show.
Thank goodness. TV show Black Canary is horrible.
Oh, I know. It's so plain. There's no character to it.
She just doesn't stand out as Black Canary.
I just love how her blonde, she's got... Oh my god, she's blonde, but then goes for a blonder wig. So when she's out of character, she's still blonde.
Wow,
that's weird.
The show's, it's good and it's horrible.
Excellent. Good to know. Haven't even checked it out. So Black Canary, along with the Green Arrow. Any other costumes you're hoping to get done in time? We say hoping because Lord knows everything always goes wrong with cosplay.
Hoping. I did want to do Bioshock Slicer. Splicer, sorry.
Slicers?
Slicer. I wanted to be a potato slicer.
There you go.
Well, there's french fries on the TV right now, so my mind is elsewhere.
It's on food.
That was a sound effect from the book, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, is there anything like, because this is your birthday convention, right?
This is correct.
So
affirmative.
We are going to go and we are just going to hang out and have fun. I do have the pleasure of being able to share a room with August for
pleasure.
Oh. Pleasure.
Tell.
As long as, hey, you stay on your side of the bed and you wash your feet. All right?
I can't promise anything.
Or she's just looking at your feet all of a sudden. He's like,
wait, she's barefoot.
What? She's like, what?
Shit, she's on my couch.
So I guess for me, for WonderCon, I'm hoping to have go along with Connor from the Smile X Villain Company. I am doing a female scarecrow to walk around with him for a bit. And I should have my steampunk Jessica Rabbit ready for debut for WonderCon, probably the last day. I know that I'm going all 3 days. Do you know which days of WonderCon you'll be going?
I'll be Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
So, all day, Saturday, Sunday.
All day, Saturday, and Sunday.
Sunday!
It'll be a grand, big thing. Oh, Jabba? Because we all love that. Oh, Sarlacc pit. No. My poor Boba Fett died in the stupidest way.
He's not dead.
Well, he shouldn't be dead. He should come back out of there. It's a fucking jetpack. we'll have to wait. I guess they're coming out at the Star Wars convention too or something.
Oh god, don't tell RJ.
Don't let RJ know. He's only sitting 5 feet from us.
Why? He's gonna go.
I'm gonna crash the fuck out of that.
Just to purposely make it hard for other people.
Oh man. Anyway, yeah, we also have the photo shoot coming up.
We are doing a new photo shoot, so if you guys haven't gone and checked out the rest of our photos, because Roz and Get Max haven't plugged the website at all this episode, but www.keepingitnerdy.com. You can go and see a bunch of photo shoots that we have done and upcoming ones. There's actually one coming up soon of V and one soon of August. Mm-hmm. It's 2 weeks after that. You can check us out also on Instagram at keepingitnerdy. We'll do some outtakes. You'll see some of Miss Mina's most recent shoot. She did a vintage pinup shoot we did some outtakes from. We'll have a bunch of outtakes coming from our photo shoot this weekend. We're shooting down at Wonderland Studios in the OC. Other than that, I think that's we're just about to wrap up, so remember to check it out. Also, go and friend us on Facebook. Same thing, Keeping It Nerdy. We make this easy. Make this easy to remember. So Keeping It Nerdy on the website, Keeping It Nerdy on Facebook, Keeping It Nerdy on Instagram. Go check it out. I think that's about it. I think it's lunchtime.
That's a shame. Yeah, and give us more questions and sound effects.
Funk. That's the end of the show. Bam.
I got my ceremonial tap.